Hello and welcome to the sixth installment of Microdose, the series where I consistently prove that candid content sucks. Allons-y! Would you ever start a podcast? I already had Murphy's Law, a non-fiction podcast about extremely unlikely and terrible events that happen to a person or group of people. It was true crime-esque. I want to continue it, but I wouldn't do like a basic interview or unscripted thing. No. How do I tell my boyfriend I want to call him Daddy? Have you tried calling him Daddy? Have you ever started an audio and never finished it? Happens all the time. I have 12, maybe more, or so raw clips about 10 minutes long where I just got up and abandoned the audio. Would you ever consider doing a Daredevil-related audio? Ah, it's you. The one person ever of all time who has wanted Daredevil content for months. No. I appreciate all of your content and was wondering if you are ever thinking of releasing weekly Tuesday audios again, or will it continue to be on a fortnight schedule? I might up it to weekly for Pride Month, and YouTube isn't doing amazing, so if that falls through, I'll reroute my focus to Tuesday. Are you in a band? Is it fanfic time already? The beauty of InfraA content is that you can also tag it InfraF and InfraM, letting you reach a broader audience, especially if you use honorifics but no gendered terms. People who are searching for the 4F or 4M tags want the specificity and terms that come with them. I'm sure some of my content inadvertently qualifies as InfraA, but I never trust myself to accurately remember whether I used a gendered term or unfitting phrase or whatever, so I always tag InfraF or InfraM to be responsible. What does the every other mean on the schedule for Tuesdays? I'm starting to wonder that myself. Will you put more wet sounds into your content? Prominent wet sounds remain divisive. Body slaps are a surer bet since they set a pace, but even those have their detractors. I edit out or take care to minimize wet sounds since they're distracting rather than engaging. Trade Places is your best 2.0 audio by far. I disagree heavily. I think it's good, but by 2.0 standards, it's unremarkable. Maybe it's one of my most accessible 2.0 audios as far as BDSM dynamics go, but I wouldn't put it in my top 10. That reminds me that someone asked about the sequel potentials, and I forgot about the audio so long that I lost my creative momentum, so I do not plan on that. How do you stay motivated? I don't. Why are you rude to people who are asking advice on how to start up as an audio porn maker? I am of the firm belief that my advice is useless, so I won't give it. Do you get any hazard pay for recording CBT? You are free to send some. Is your Pornhub channel ever going to come back? It never really got anyone to my content in a significant way, despite the millions of views. I think they require me to send them my ID now, which I'm just never going to do. I wouldn't be bringing back the Pornhub exclusive content or making more like it, even if I did. Would you consider husband audios, honeymoon, trying for a baby, etc.? There's nothing to really do with the premise. That aside, there is a significantly lower demand for established relationship content than there used to be, so I shoved it and vanilla aside and have been leaning into other, usually more complex dynamics. These are more appreciated than they were before, and I'm happy to stay on that track. If I can make more creative stuff and perform the same or better, I'm sticking to it. Will we get another State of the Pornion? I've reconsidered what is and is not appropriate to be candid about with my audience, and I think going over specific analytics has moved from one side to the other. Microdoses are infrequent and just enough to serve what little purpose my candor has. Hey Todd, if someone asks you what you do for work, how would you answer them? Who fucking cares? Do you still want to transition to safe-for-work content? Ideally, I would end up making professional safe-for-work creative content with other independent creators, or I would wind up voice acting for a studio. Nobody does porn forever. Why do you change your FAQ answers so often? Because the post is meant to represent the most up-to-date answers and information. Since there's really nothing besides that and these microdoses, something should be up-to-date and reliable. is the new YouTube schedule once a week. The new schedule for YouTube is basically fuck it. The growth for the main channel is abysmal, and the other channel's growth doesn't really matter. It's a mess at the moment. Are your old YouTube audios the equivalent of middle school pictures for everyone else in that they are really embarrassing and don't represent you now? I used to call them finger paintings, but that also works. Everyone burn your copies of my middle school pictures. There's a magic pill that will give you instant guaranteed success as a voice actor, but in doing so, all your previous audio work is erased from the timeline, and you can never make your own audio content again. Do you take the pill? That's a win-win. I wouldn't even have to worry about old content. Are the Thursday audios we've been getting the remastered version of ADN, or will those be something different entirely? Provided I can ever return to a state of good productivity, the new form of ADN will be quite different, so you haven't heard it yet. Formal requests to release the KnifePlay BFE. No shot. It is years old and bad. Can you paint or draw? Technically, yes. Regarding Quinn, I would love more content posted there. Do they pay you well? Is it worth your time? Is it low on your list of priorities after Patreon? Quinn has the content in hand, and they decide what to do with it and when. As for all the inside baseball, I won't be bothering listeners with that. How do I cure a hangover? Don't stop drinking. All from the same submission. Do you have a tattoo? Where is your birthmark located? What are your hidden talents? Whose celebrity voice do you think is the best? How do you preserve your voice so well? When did you become a man? Do you like cosplaying? Did you watch One Piece? What sports do you like and play? Celebrity crush. Let me email the answers to all these to you and attach my current address, driver's license, and social security card to make sure you have everything you need. Schedule's been a bit shakier than I'd like, and change is coming slower than it should. Currently, I plan to get my standalone table up again in some capacity, because I've already hit the Reddit character limit again, mull over a higher Patreon tier, work on consistently delivering slush to Patreon, and evolve that type of content, and bring back ADN and Murphy's Law. I'm going to try not to default too often during Pride Month, but public content, especially while working on so many things at once, will always be and is what it is situation. So be patient and wish me luck in my mortal bout with the specters haunting my house.